on being yourself and having fun. On being yourself and having fun. This is the credo of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, where we work with everyone to be themselves and have fun. And most of them start off with the idea that being yourself, my goodness, that is not necessarily acceptable by society. That's not acceptable by all things. Being yourself, my goodness sakes, and having fun. But that's just what it's all about. We start out in childhood. We start out as little beings, being ourselves and having fun. All we know how to do is to be ourselves, is to research ourselves, is to find out what our toes are all about, what our fingers are all about, and what the world is all about. And we do it with a smile on our face. And when we do it with a smile on our face, everything seems to be lots of fun. Everything seems to be a great joy. And when we have something that's not a great joy, we yammer and holler and we get our parents' attention and we get them to get us back in balance again, to change our diapers, to feed us, to be with us for a moment or two. And this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about, being yourself and having fun. Do you think that you, as an adult, could be yourself and have fun? Do you think that you, as an adult, could live your world in such a fabulous manner that you're being yourself and you're having fun all the time? Yes, being yourself and having fun all of the time. Do you make everything that you do something that is a joy to you, something that's fun to you? Do you make everything that you do express what you are? Or do you try to live up to the virtues of someone else? Do you try to live up to the ideals of someone else? Do you try to live up to the dreams and the goals of someone else? Well, if you do try to live up to the dreams and goals of someone else, you're living in a false world. You're fighting a battle that you can never win. You're going a pathway that you will never be happy with. You'll only be happy being yourself and having fun. You'll only be happy being who you are. Now, it's so important for us to find out who we are. Who am I? What sort of things are my values in life? What sort of thing are my joys in life? What sort of things turn me on? What sort of things make me happy? And when I find out the things that make me happy, then I start living a happy life. When I start living what makes me happy, then I start living a happy... Does it make you happy to do nice things for others? Well, that's not the point. Does it make you happy to do nice things for yourself? If it makes you happy to do nice things for yourself, you have the credo that is most important. You have the awareness that says the most important thing in this world is to be yourself and have fun. So now, when you can make yourself happy, when you can satisfy yourself, and you can fulfill the dreams of your own heart, then everyone in the world will be happy too. Then you will be living up to the magnificence of what the world is all about. The world is not love your neighbor. The world is love yourself. And this was the teaching of the master. He said, love your neighbor like yourself. Like yourself. And if you have an unhappy relationship with a neighbor, it's because you don't like yourself. You're not happy with who you are. You're not happy with the kind of person that you are. And you don't really want to be yourself. You don't want to be yourself. And that's not having fun to you, to being the kind of person that you are not. So if we love ourselves and say, I like me, I like me, I like me, and we like ourselves, and we like everything we do. You see, this is the big virtue, the big aspect of that phrase. the big aspect of that phrase that says, do you really like yourself? Do you really like yourself? Do you really like the person that you are? Do you really think that you're a nice person, a fun person? Do you think that you're the kind of person you would choose as a friend? That's always a good criteria. Are you the kind of person you would choose as a friend? Now, if you train yourself in your life to be yourself and have fun, then you truly will be the kind of person you would like to have as a friend. The kind of person that you would like to have as a confidant. Someone that you would like to have in your world that you could bless and love and enjoy their company and not expect them to in any way make you unhappy. Because you make yourself happy. You're being yourself and you're having fun. You're doing the things that turn you on every moment of your life. Does it feel good to step out of a shower after having washed away the dirt of the day? After having washed away all that stuff, it felt that wonderful warm water crushing across your body, cruising across you, making you feel just glorious. Do you feel good when you wake up in the morning and you're in your warm, cozy bed and you lay there for a moment and you just feel snuggly and snuggly and snuggly. And then, with a great joy in your heart, you jump out of bed. You leap out of bed because you like yourself. You leap out of bed and you say, what a wonderful day. What a wonderful day. And you don't even know what the day is, but you're proclaiming it good. And you're being yourself. You're proclaiming your day good. You're proclaiming everything about you good and very good. And when you do that, then you're being yourself. You're really being yourself and you're having fun. You're really being yourself and living what you believe is the most wonderful thing in the world, to be feeling good about yourself. You feel good in that warm bed. You feel good before you slip off the covers and get ready to get yourself set for the day. And when you slip off those covers, you stretch out your arms and say, whoa, I feel good. You lift up your chin and you smile at yourself and you say, I am the happiest guy in the world. This is wonderful. And that's what you want to say to yourself. And the more that you say that to yourself, the more that you are that. That's being yourself. Being yourself is just being that wonderful person you are. Do you reach down and pet your dog or your cat? Do you look at your cat stretched out there on her back, paws up in the air, head off to one side, completely in comfort, completely in trust, completely in delight with the cat's world, or the dog? The dog sticking its head into your hands and saying, pet me, pet me, pet me, love me, love me, love me. And as you do that, what happens? You feel just so fantastic. You feel so glorious. You feel so wonderful because that's what it's all about. And Ruby has just gotten up and said, I like me. And she went out to the door and she says, I have to talk to those rabbits in our front yard. They're eating the grass. And I have to say, good morning, rabbits. I like me. This is a wonderful world. I'm being myself. And you're being yourself. And I'm barking at you because I'm talking to you and I'm saying, I like you. I like you. I like you. And then you're being yourself and you're having fun. Every day of this world, every day of your life, be yourself and have fun every day and talk to yourself and tell yourself how wonderful you are and how fantastic you are and how glorious you are. And when you do that, watch what happens to you. Watch what happens to you and watch how you feel just giggly and good inside. You feel ideal, and you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am the ideal being in every area of my life. And so it is. That's being yourself and having fun. Know that every moment of my life, I love me. I like me. And every moment of your life, I love you. I love you. I love you.